Singing in the Rain, The Economist, June 22nd, 2013. News of new aircraft, orders, and technology rained from the skies this week at the Paris Air Show, where a bumper crowd of producers and customers dodged a real downpour with mingled curses and exhilaration. The biennial event at the Le Bourget Airfield, which opened on June 17th, is the aviation's world's biggest jamboree, and every manufacturer and supplier struts its stuff in the hope of attracting more business. Things are looking bright for the civilian side of aerospace these days, though not for defense, with budget cuts in developed countries. As emerging economies grow, enthusiasm for air travel is growing even faster. Technological advances have made aircraft cheaper and cleaner to run, so airlines everywhere are keen to replace older planes. According to Boeing's annual forecast, published this month, more than 35,000 new aircraft, worth perhaps $4.8 trillion, will be needed over the next 20 years. Almost 25,000 of them will be single-aisle planes, and almost 13,000 of them will be used in Asia. This is a market that Western manufacturers, two in particular, now dominate. Airbus got off to an early public relations lead with the maiden flight of its new A350 on June 14th. The 314-seater boasts a 25% lower operating cost than its predecessors, thanks to lightweight composites and a new Rolls-Royce engine. By midweek, Airbus had added 59 to its original 613 orders for the aircraft, and more for its older models. Even its little-loved double-decker super jumbo A380 got a look-in with its first order since October. Thank you.